President Bush's chief strategist Karl Rove has estimated that in the 2000 election, 4 million evangelical Christians stayed home. This time around, the Republicans vowed to bring out their base of social conservatives, and exit polls suggest they succeeded. Many voters who supported President Bush said their key motivator was moral values. And in 11 states yesterday, from Mississippi to Ohio to Oregon, Americans voted to ban same-sex marriage. Gary Bauer is head of the conservative public policy group American Values. He says that sweep of gay marriage bans in all the states where amendments were on the ballot shows this to be an issue that unites Americans.
I can't find any place in the country over several years now where anyone, including in California just a few years ago, have voted for anything other than preserving marriage as the union of one man and one woman. So this, in that sense, really isn't that divisive of an issue. I think it's a real warning shot across the bow of judges and others who continue to try to push the nation in a direction it clearly doesn't want to go.
You say this issue isn't divisive across the country, but if you look at the exit polls, I wonder what you make of this. 26% of the people surveyed as they left the polls yesterday said gays should be allowed to legally marry. 35% say they should be allowed to form civil unions but not marry. And then 36% say no legal recognition at all for gay couples. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you take from that the lesson that a solid majority of this country, in fact, favors some form of legal recognition for gay couples, if not marriage, then civil unions?
Well, good luck on somebody going with that. I don't think it shows that at all. I think Americans do feel that people should have hospital visitation rights, that sort of thing. But that can be done now in any state with simple legal agreements made between two individuals. But when the question comes up of either same-sex marriage or of giving the benefits of marriage to couples that are not the traditional couple of one man and one woman, I think the American people will and are rejecting that overwhelmingly, and that politicians that are tempted to think otherwise are going to end up with the same sort of election results that we saw across the country yesterday.
But don't those numbers belie what you're saying now?
No, and let me give you an example. Ohio had an amendment on the ballot that outlawed both same-sex marriage and domestic partnerships, and it passed overwhelmingly. That there is virtually no market in the United States other than on the far left for the notion that anybody other than a man and a woman ought to either be allowed to get married or have the major benefits that go with marriage.
You know, this issue of moral values, however it's defined, ranked high among voters who went for President Bush, not among voters who went for John Kerry. Do you think that indicates some split in this country about the role that religion and faith maybe should play in political life?
Well, clearly the biggest split in American politics right now is a split based on values. If you could only ask voters one question other than their party registration to try to figure out how they voted, it would be the question of whether they were frequent church or synagogue attenders. Those that are trending very strongly to the Republican Party, and those that seldom or never attend church are trending very strongly toward the Democratic Party. I think the challenge here, quite frankly, is not in the Republican side. I think Republicans are winning states they could never win if it weren't for these values issues. I think the challenge is going to be for leading Democrats to try to figure out why they are perceived as being so out of step with mainstream America on these sorts of issues. I thought it was telling that Senator Kerry, the last 5 weeks of the campaign, wanted to frequently be seen in church, wanted to be seen hunting, regularly said he was against same-sex marriage. He wanted to prove that his views on these issues were close to the Republican Party, and even doing that, he still wasn't able to prevail on Election Day.
Well, Gary Bauer, thanks very much.
Great to be with you.
Gary Bauer is president of the conservative public policy group, American Values.